G'day, welcome to Partaker's Monday Think Spot. Let's go over to Jim and Joy to hear what they are sharing with us today at the start of this new week. Over to you, Jim.
Are you bored with your quiet time with God? Some years ago, I was feeling jaded in my personal communications with God. My personal quiet times were becoming a burden, a duty, rather than a delight. In fact, I felt bored and not knowing what to do about it. I was converted. I was a missionary in missionary service. Young missionary, yes, in a very tough area of London. But the world around me seemed to be pressing in on me. I became downhearted, even near to depression. As a young missionary, I was dry, very spiritually dry. I was simply going through the motions of Christian service. No one getting converted. Was it all worth it? One morning, I simply flipped my Bible open with little care which book in the Bible I came to, and I found myself in the opening chapter of the Song of Solomon. This book I was unfamiliar with. As I read mechanically the first few verses, I was directed to a cross-reference in 1 Kings chapter 4 and verse 29. Through which God spoke loudly to me, revealing my problem. You see, Solomon, king of Israel, was asked by the Lord which gift he required. His answer pleased the Lord exceedingly, and he was granted his gift of wisdom to rule his people. Then the Lord continued to say he was so pleased with Solomon's request for wisdom that he was now going to give him a bonus. In the King James Version, it reads that God gave Solomon riches, but he also gave him largeness of heart. What did that mean, I wondered. I knew it couldn't be referring to the physical heart, so it had to be something spiritual. Suddenly the truth dawned on me. My experience at that time was that I was shriveled up in unbelief in my spirit. My spirit was dry, my faith was at a very low point. So I did the obvious thing. I cried out to God in prayer for a larger capacity for God himself, as I understood the expression to mean. I asked the Lord to increase my desires for God himself, not for anything to receive from him, but for himself. Immediately my spirit was awakened and was praying the prayerful words of the psalmist when he sought God, possibly in a similar situation, saying, "My soul pants after God as the hart or the young deer pants for the water brooks." You and I may be crying out to God for revival, to see our church enlarged and our Sunday schools filled with children, but maybe the problem lies closer to our very selves. Is God saying to us, "What should I answer your prayers when you're so impoverished in your own souls and you are just going through the motions in mechanical fashion? There's no life in what you say or do. Your hearts are not where they should be, because they are shriveled up with worldliness, unbelief, and subsequently you have little faith." Then I remembered God's words to Joel and Israel. "Return to God and he will return to you." Good advice indeed. And you know what? My prayer was answered, my heavy spirit lifted, my hunger for God increased, and also for his word. Once again, I was enjoying God with a heart enlarged for God and a desire for more of God in my life. And faith was rekindled, my batteries recharged, and things took off from there. May I suggest we all seek that blessing in order that we may fulfill our ultimate calling to glorify God.
Gracious God and loving Heavenly Father, we do find ourselves from time to time in our Christian life, becoming disinterested and disengaged from you. We allow the world to almost suffocate us and we become more interested in ourselves and forget you, Lord. We try to read the Bible and pray, but it is only going through the motions. Forgive us for allowing Satan to get into our lives and throw us off course. Your will, O God, is little thought of as we distance ourselves from you. We sense your distance from us. Today we come before you to confess our fault and ask for forgiveness. And this largeness of heart, we need a greater capacity for you to fill, as well as a strong, vibrant faith. As we continue to reach out to people with the gospel, we ask also for a greater love for those outside of your kingdom. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers at the start of a new week. Come and revisit us real soon. May God bless you this week.